from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has used a visit to Albania to thank the government for resettling members of an Iranian opposition group known as the Mujahideen e Hilak, or MEK. Over the past 2 years, Albania has taken in about 1,000 members of the group and has committed to resettling about 2,000, according to a senior State Department official. Most have lived in U.S.-backed camps in Iraq. Ahead of Kerry's Sunday visit to Tirana, the official said Kerry would not talk publicly about the resettlement effort, which still remains a sensitive issue. 3 Palestinian teens were shot and killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank Sunday, according to the Israeli army. In the first incident, the army said 2 teenagers were throwing stones at cars in the West Bank city of Jenin. When the military forces arrived, one of the teens opened fire, prompting soldiers to respond, killing them both. The Palestinian Health Ministry said both Palestinians were 15 years old. Later in the day, Israeli authorities say a Palestinian was shot dead after attempting to stab Israeli border police on the outskirts of Jerusalem. No Israeli officers were injured in the attack. Palestinian officials identified the assailant as a 17-year-old from a village near Bethlehem. Pope Francis heads to Mexico City's suburbs Sunday to celebrate Mass before a crowd of hundreds of thousands of Catholic faithful. The pontiff is expected to bring a message of hope and solidarity to residents at an outdoor field located in a region which has become infamous for a spate of disappearances of women whose bodies sometimes have turned up in abandoned lots or canals. Saturday, the Pope called on Mexican leaders to provide true justice and security in the country. VOA News. The United Nations said Sunday Afghan hostilities has left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 others wounded in 2015. That's an increase of 4% in civilian casualties from the previous year. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan says the number of civilian casualties during 2015 are the highest recorded since it began its systematic documentation of civilian casualties in 2009. Voters in the Central African Republic are choosing a new president Sunday. As the former 2 prime ministers in the runoff pledged to bring peace and security to the nation that has seen more than 2 years of conflict. Sunday's vote was due to take place much earlier, but was postponed several times. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has taken part in a televised debate, his first ever, and the second in the lead up to this week's presidential election. VOA's Jill Craig is in Kampala and has this report.
Healthcare and education dominated the first debate. This time around, candidates gave their positions on topics such as whether Uganda should continue sending troops to conflict zones like Somalia and South Sudan, how the country can best fight terrorism threats, if it should withdraw from the International Criminal Court, and how best to improve the economy. Museveni, with the ruling NRM party, was joined on stage by Kizza Besigye, the longtime leader of the opposition Forum for Democratic Change, and Amama Mbabazi, a former prime minister to the president who is running as an independent, as well as 5 other candidates. Besigye has run against Museveni 3 times before, losing each time amid accusations that the president's supporters rigged the vote and intimidated his opponents. Ugandans head to the polls on Thursday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
An Australian hospital is refusing to return an asylum-seeking baby to a detention center. Hundreds of people are keeping a vigil outside the Brisbane hospital to show their support for the doctors, baby Asha, and her parents. Asha, who is 12 months old, was born to asylum-seeking Nepalese parents after they arrived in Australia. Asha was accidentally scalded with hot water at a detention camp on the remote Pacific island nation of Nauru. Asylum seekers who are trying to reach Australia by boat are sent to detention camps in Papua New Guinea and Nauru. They are blocked from being resettled in Australia if found to be refugees. Lady Silentos Children's Hospital said in a statement that Asha will be discharged once a suitable home environment is identified. Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all of the remains of the victims of the recent earthquake. The final remains were pulled Saturday from a flattened 17-story apartment building in Tainan. Officials say 116 people died in the 6.4 magnitude quake. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.